Dios.
Volver.
Have you guys always thought of, about, like, you know how, like, in cartoon when somebody sings, the tongue always, like, flaps in the singing? Like, but I've never seen an artist do that before.
I think that happens when, like, Homer burps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Can you do the taco with your tongue?
No.
Can you do the little
My
flower?
Tongue don't even work. You can do the flower?
She said. No, I can't. I'm just asking.
Oh. Because I remember when I first met you, like, a couple times into meeting, you were like, I have a really long tongue.
I do. You guys know that.
And I was like, great fact about you.
Check out our tongue twister challenge. No, a lot of you have been binging our videos since we've been on hiatus. So shout out to you for binging. Thank you for watching.
Thank you.
We hope you got to know us a little bit better. People have been hitting us like, where's Brown Bag? Where's the new episode?
My DMs all the time.
And it's here, y'all. We back.
We're back.
We are back.
How'd you guys feel about the break?
I think it was dope because I think it was a time to everybody just took a breath. Yeah. Everybody was, like, focusing on a lot of this shit.
Yeah.
But we also have, like, a lot of dope content coming out, which you guys are going to see when this drops. A lot of funny shit. We new flicks, new everything. I think it was...
You'll be seeing right now.
Yeah, facts. It was a lot of new branding. Mm-hmm. We had, like, good topics. We're thinking of trying new shit. And, yeah, I think I'm excited as fuck.
I'm excited, yeah. too.
Because it's a full year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, a full year or, full like, year? Full year?
A full...
And a full
year. Happy full year. Full year. Yeah. Today is actually Chinese New Year, first day.
It is on Friday.
Yeah.
Today, a few days ago.
Yeah.
This week,
I know what I'm talking about.
Was Lunar New Year. You know, I went to Panda Express, and for one of the traditions is they give you this little red envelope with money, right?
Really?
Yeah, like that's a thing for... I don't know if it's Chinese New Year. I know it's Lunar New Year. But they give you, and even, so my husband is from the San Gabriel Valley. And so all of the Asian community there, they celebrate it. Even if you're a neighbor, they're going to give you like a little red envelope with money in it. They like to give it to the kids. But Panda Express is doing something similar. Like if you get, if you go buy a meal, they'll give you a little red envelope. It doesn't have money, but it has like free Coke or free, not that.
But like, free sakala yeah.
That would be our tradition. But it's cool.
That amazing. Is dope.
Imagine see a bunch of fucking taquachos pulling up to Panda for the free Coke.
They're giving out free Coke and red envelopes.
Free Coca-Cola.
That's dope. But yeah, I like the you know, the little pause. We all regrouped, I feel like.
Yeah.
Me and Duno, Maximo, and Ron were in New York. Mm-hmm. And it was cool. Then I seen Angie in Mexico.
Yeah.
What part of Mexico?
Tulum.
She went to Tulum.
Angie was freaking Tulum.
Letty went to California Adventure, yeah, Disneyland, all that. So I was like, that's dope. Like, I feel like everybody just kind of, you know, did a thing. I'm sure, I think Maximo just worked himself to death, honestly. I don't think he had a break from what I seen. I just seen him on a new set every day, but, you know.
Yeah.
Here's what it is.
So we do.
He was getting money. You feel me?
And what were you doing, Duno?
I was doing the exact same thing. It was just kind of weird. Like, until it's like, I don't have anything to do today. I could just maybe kick it a little more. But I've been, like, turning up a lot, you know what I mean? I've been, like, a lot of vlog footage, a lot of vlog content. Been hella doing interviews for Chisma with Duna.
Mm-hmm.
Been on No Jumper. But the group chat's also been active. I also pride myself to be, you guys, I have a thing where, like, I mute a lot of my chats just because I fucking hate the constant shit. But... I want to be more active with all my group chats that I have. The important ones. I mean, like, the important ones. It's not that I ignore them, but sometimes they got to text me individually, like, hey, check the group chat. I'm like, fuck. That's, you know, that's not a good thing. So, you feel me? So, I'm, like, more invested, thinking of new ideas for the team. The team's coming together. So, this year's going to be amazing for us.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What about you?
A lot of work. A lot of babies. The boys. Luisito started... school.
Yeah. Did you cry when you took him?
I'm still crying.
Aww.
So sad. They sent me photos of them at school. And sorry, I'm eating. I haven't ate all day and I've been working. They sent me photos of them. And it's like, I feel so sad because I could see, for example, there's a photo of Luis that they sent me, like having fun with cars. But I could see the tear in his fucking eye. Like, aww, this fool's crying. Like, don't try to fake this shit. Like, don't be sending me no fucking fake ass photo. They sent me a photo of Porjito on a slide. Like, enjoying outside time. No, he's not. But that makes my anxiety worse. Like, of like the separation anxiety. I don't know how they're really feeling. Luisito is not really too vocal. He can't really explain himself like Jorjito. So I feel like, oh my God, like I wish I could explain, we're coming back, things like that. You can't with him. And it's so sad because he's two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby boy. I'm really sad about that. I know this is definitely not fucking.
No, it's okay.
This is parent talk.
Yeah. Super parent talk.
So they go to the same school?
Yeah, same school, different classes. Yeah.
But do you think they see each other like.
Jorjito checks for Luisito. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Like, you think
there's photos of him looking for Luisito in his class just to make sure he's cool.
Do you think like they're like walking to lunch and he's walking by? He's like.
Brother.
I feel like Jorjito's the enforcer.
Yeah, facts.
He's the enforcer. He's like,
but I feel like Luis, if he sees Jorjito, that's gonna make him more sentimental. Mm. Like, why can't I go with my brother? And you can't. He just can't really grasp those ideas.
The idea of like this structure. You have to be here. You have to be there at this time to this time.
Yeah, it's pretty much hard. Cause I remember like when I lived with my sister, she'd be like, "Oh man, go drop off Aiden." And then he'll be like, "I don't want to." I'll be like, "Oh, fuck it, just take it back, but I gotta work. Fuck off." <You're excited. laughs> But now, like, now. But he's like, you could just come. But I don't want to deal with you at the house. It's cool, just go in there. But now it's like, he like, I think my mom's taking him once, like, I dropped him off, and he, like, just runs inside now, like, school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like it after they meet their friends and stuff like that.
And then, he's there from, like, my sister has him in a program. He's there from, like, 8 a.m. to fucking like 5 p.m. and he's like enjoying it. He like gets to run around. He's tired. He does his homework. He knows if he doesn't do his homework, he can't come home and play. So it's like, it's perfect.
There's this fifth grade teacher that's going viral on TikTok, and he's going viral for his unpopular opinions as a teacher, right? So he's fifth grade teacher, and here are the three unpopular opinions. I want you to tell me if these were made law, which one would you, little you, have benefited from, okay? The first one is elementary school kids should not have homework. The second one is recess shouldn't be taken away as punishment. And the third one is if a kid can't stay awake in class, let them sleep. Which one would you have benefited from the most in school?
Oh, shit, I was so bad.
You fell asleep in class?
Dude, that was my biggest problem, like, in high school, that was one of my biggest problems. Like, they used to be like, bro, I have a video. I'm going to send it to you so you can insert it. Where I'm sleeping on the desk in my math class in high school, laying down, but I had so much juice that the teachers would let me just sleep.
Oh, okay.
Because if we get Danny mad, he's going to have a fucking attitude. So
might as well let him sleep.
Yeah, dude.
Like the sleeping lion or like,
But I think the recess one is probably like, wait, you said it was sleeping, no homework and recess, right?
Yeah, and don't take away recess for punishment. Like, I remember even up to high school, detention was during lunch. You had to like miss out on your lunch to be on detention. And it's like, damn, that shit fucking sucked. And that would have been cool to not
have. There was
lunch.
A fight?
We're just hanging, because you hear the window, you hear motherfuckers living life.
I would have loved for there to be no homework. That was always like getting in the way of fun, you know, especially after like once you become like, you know, like age where you're like start fucking around and you'll be like drunk and then you'll be like, I got to do homework. Ugh.
You're
like,
drunk doing homework?
You would have to. I mean, sometimes I wouldn't do it like in like 17, 16 year old, you know.
You know what's crazy? I never had homework in the school I went to from my high school. I don't remember not doing one piece of homework my senior year.
So you did have homework, you just didn't do it.
No.
They didn't assign homework. They didn't assign it because
you were literally the guy school, like, look, let him sleep, let him not do his homework.
Our school was based off projects and like classwork a lot. So we had something called the service learning project, which lasted the whole year. So every like 2 months, you had like a task to do.
And was it like independent studies?
No. But there was like a law passed where the school could go about their, they don't have to follow the exact curriculum. They could do like, okay, so our school's gonna be based off the social justice of our community. So what can you do to help the immigrants in our community? I did a mural about the school shootings were going on at the moment.
You did a mural?
I did a mural at my high school.
Time.
Yeah, it's still there? It's still there to this day.
That's dope.
I did a mural there about, the mural, it says social justice in the middle, and then it has, it's four corners, and then it's about the LGBTQ community, the school shootings, like the Chicano culture, Latino culture, and then immigrants.
Nice.
And hardworking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who are you and what have you done with Duno? Yeah. You just said curriculum, social justice.
Right after I was done painting it, and then they were cool as fuck. They let me do it during spring break, the 1 week we have off. I did it with the homies and the homegirls. Shout out Pastel, shout out the homie Skills and the homie Robski.
That's amazing.
They came and helped me, they did that shit with me, and I got an A for my service learning project. And there was girls that brought like for Latinos that beat life sentences that were unlawful like shit like that.
Would you ever teach a graffiti class if they?
No, I wasn't that good. I'm a like when they use the word vandal, mm-hmm. That's what I am. Like there's fools that are good. I could only do my name and where I'm from and make it look okay, and people are gonna know what it says.
Right.
But like that whole like
the colors with the zigzag.
Yeah, I have homies that like have sketches.
3D, yeah.
And I'll be like, "Fool, this take it too long. I'm gonna go home. Tell me what it's done." Like, or I'll be looking. I'll sit over there real quick.
I'll be looking.
I'll fill in. I'll do the plain shit, like just color it blue.
Yeah.
But they'll do like the extra shadows and shit like that. Okay. JP Murals, he's a real artist. He should teach.
Yeah.
Or me, I can never do that. From a color, when he was coloring the Draco thing, you know how he was doing the purple? Yeah. I'll do that. Like, it's simple. You can't fuck that up.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you in hindsight.
What's crazy is that the school's like good, right? Like, it was cool. So a kid just got stabbed there. Why is that funny, assholes? You guys are pieces of shit.
Why is he laughing?
The transition.
Did the kid get stabbed by your mural?
No. He got stabbed like 2 classes away from my mural.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is crazy. It came on the news and everything.
Oh, wow. Shit.
I was like, what the
fuck?
Was
it Edgar?
No.
Oh, okay,
Speaking of
okay.
Edgar's, though.
The Edgar Report. This Edgar report is pretty dark in content, I would say. I'm sure
Why
a lot of
Edgar's
people,
reports dark nowadays?
I don't know. It's just a lot going on in the world. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy what a haircut could do so much.
The Year of the Tiger as well. That might have something to do with it.
Yeah, but this one is fucked up because it's like a...
It's very controversial because a lot of people are saying... Well, let me get into it first. Basically, three teens with Edgar haircuts in Houston were charged with the murder of their stepfather, who was accused of
abusing. In other words, just
abusing their sister.
Little 9-year-old sister.
Yeah, their sister, who was their half sister, and so they beat him up basically, and then he passed away, and a lot of people are saying take him out of jail, free them, and stuff like that because. Although like murder is never okay, it in a way was justified because imagine if that was one of our siblings or whatever the case is. So it's a lot of controversy online right now. People are saying like free them, and the only thing that's like troublesome is that
ditched them in the field.
That they apparently beat them in like 2 locations. So I think that kind of like takes away maybe like heat of passion in a way. It's like people try to argue that, but also the worst part is like. Who knows if they have enough money for defense attorneys and stuff like that. And a lot of times the system, eats kids like that alive. They look at them and they say, oh, okay, you guys are murderers. This was unjustified. You guys are, killers. Lock them up for life. Right. And then now everybody loses. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just a really tragic story. But I felt like, we had to share it and like, just let the people know about it. Because shit,
I think there's a GoFundMe for it.
Oh, okay, good. To get them like...
To
get them help and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. That shit's out of pocket, fool. That fool can rest in shit. I don't give a fuck about that fool.
Yeah.
I'm glad they beat the dog shit out that fool.
Rest in peace,
To me, for real, I have sisters, and that shit's out of pocket, fool. You know what I mean? Because I know there's I don't know. That fool can rest in shit. Like, if you are going to give him time... Give a manslaughter. Cool. 5 years, I'll probably do good behavior. They could do 3 or 4, but fuck that. We can rest in shit, dog.
Also because they said that they had already called the police on him. People knew, the police weren't doing anything about it, basically. And unfortunately, they had to take it into their own hands because it's like, he probably just wouldn't stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, who knows how many times they have already had this incident to deal with. It was actually 2 brothers and then they're homies. So shout out to their homies, actually. When you talk about ride or die, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like to me, it's like I get the law has to be followed, right? Like, cool, they threw him in a ditch. It made it seem like they were trying to hide the murder or whatever, right? I think that's what I'm just thinking. I don't know. This was in Texas, so the laws could be different than here.
Yeah.
But, dog, Food, like, that's their little sister, bro. Right. And you could tell they're obviously a family of boys.
Right.
So yeah. That means that when the minute they have a little sister, it's like, she's the fucking world, dog. Yeah, like,
protective.
You know what I mean? Like, food, that shit is super fuck. Like, I think, like, fucking, my dad was like that with my sisters. Like, you said anything, like, out of pocket, my dad was not. Like, you feel me? Like, right. But that's anybody with, food. Like, if we're at a fucking club and some guy just happens to bump into Letty, I'm smacking the fuck out of him, bro.
Thank you.
And I've done that for the homegirls before. If some food, the word bitch offends me when food be, like, calling girls bitches out of their name because I was raised by women. Like, you're out of pocket, food. Like, no. When I say bitches, I say it like, but I've never been like, oh, shut the fuck up, stupid bitch. Like, I never, like you feel me? Yeah. I'd be like, bro, you're weird. Facts. Move, you're a girl. Right. Just, you know what I mean? But I've never, like, been like, oh, ugly ass. You know what I mean? Like, I could joke around, but when it's serious, then, like, feel like.
Yeah, not in disrespect.
That's out of pocket. Manner. That's a caressy shit. Free them.
Yeah.
I think you guys are both brothers, too. And, and sisters that you love. And even if you're the youngest, and I know you're the oldest. Mm-hmm. You're their protector. Like, there's just things that a girl can't really defend herself against, and I think that's where you guys come in. And I'm sure that's how they felt too. Like, this, not only was she 9, but she was a girl. She can't defend herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and fool.
And it's a wrong. Of course, no one's like saying like, yeah, he should or any of that nature. But if you count the fact that they were calling authorities and trying to get the help, and just it may not have worked out, especially if they were still in his care or something like that, kind of shows you something's up. That's horrible.
Yeah,
sad situation. But I feel like even with them, they probably feel like, whatever, let's take whatever's coming to us because of
I'll be the same way.
I think they thought like, man, fuck it. It is what it is. We'll take the consequences of the word. Because at least now, who knows what they're going through? Because that trauma lasts forever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I talked about it before. I have homegirls that have been through similar situations. And they go like, bro, that shit lasts forever, dog. You never get arrested. But you try to, as men, you try to, you know what I mean? Like,
protect women.
Yeah, like, I don't know. But to me, my personal opinion, that fuck arresting shit.
Yeah.
Free them. Obviously, I get it. The law has to be followed.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. Just, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. The law has to be followed. Give a manslaughter.
Yeah, I just hope the judge has compassion, basically. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think that's all that can be had in the situation, because it's like, come on, dude. Like, what would you do? You know?
Yeah.
What would that judge do? You know? Just, everybody has to ask that question. Everybody's going to answer it differently. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have any nice Edgar news, please, sir? Have the Edgars been doing anything going out?
Edgar. I have like a funny Edgar news.
Yeah.
The funny Edgar, the Edgars were fighting at Knott's
Berry Farm. Oh, yeah, I was about to say that one.
No, but it was funny because there was a whole lot of Edgars like, get down, boo. And then there was like, bro, there's this one girl in the video I sent. You know how when there's a high school fight and they're just in their phase, they're not about to fight? Mm-hmm. And it's one of them just starts it off by pushing somebody in the back. And she was like, and then when they walked away, she was like, pussy. But she heard phone out like, pussy. Bro, Jose, you gotta add this clip here because they're probably from Orange County. Is it not Berry Farm? It looked like it was planned. There was just so many of them, like you think they were like on Instagram, like, bad fool, I'll catch you at Knott's.
The fool that ranked it, where was he from? What do you think?
I'm not gonna say where he was. Orange County gonna be like, you can't come back. Shout out Orange County, I was just there. He nightclub was active. But like, I think when shout out ex-cousin, he booked me for a comedy show, I did that. I'm like, so where do you fools get down? Like at the line at the funnel kicks? And the fools were like, you know what I mean? But shout out to for being good smart.
My cousin used to work at Knott's Berry Farm, the same one.
Yeah. Now he's like, oh shit. Yeah.
Angie, what's going on over there? OC correspondent.
You know, that's what happens when they don't let us out that much.
What would you do? Like, if you just see a group of Edgars about a fight and you're just walking with.
You know me. I'm a mom. I try to save the world.
Stop! Yeah.
She would try to get him a ride to school.
You don't have to do this! I meant that with the best intention.
I know. I thought it was funny
because everybody was like, all the girls were like, dude, we know what you meant.
Yeah, like, we get it too.
And all the fools were like, man, I wish that they took me to school. I love our fans because they're like super like on our side, but just make everything a fucking joke.
But speaking of the OC, let's get into Don't You Know I'm Local. I want to talk about, especially because a lot of us were the first generation, or we're the kids in LA or in the OC, right? But I think this is more for us to spread the word to our uncles, our aunts, our grandparents, our parents, those in our family that don't necessarily speak English too well or getting assimilated to the country, there's a story of more and more people that are of Spanish-speaking descent in the OC getting caught up in scams where they lose their whole cars. I think it's more than 15 cars have been taken this way. So apparently they get you on Facebook and they offer like money, like to transport, I believe it's to transport money. You meet in a behind, and you know where it's at, right, Angie?
Yeah.
Where is it?
17th, the Target on 17th Street.
The Target on 17th Street. Angie says it's already shady, so be careful if you're there.
I'm not going to the Target on 17th Street.
Right, Angie? 17th and Bristol. Nobody trusts that Target.
Okay, and see, this is the thing. It's like, because I could tell you how many times my dad falls for phone calls. Like, oh my God, the police are going to come if I don't answer the insurance or give my social. And I'm like, the police are not going to come, Dad. Like, they can't ask you for social over the phone.
Yeah.
But just because, I don't even know that it's naive, but it's just, they have a constant fear of, like, just authority in the government.
Basically.
So, I think this thing is, this Facebook ad or post offers money for like bringing your car and you're going to transport a certain amount of cash, right? So you think, okay, I'm going to do this. So you pull up to the Target and someone's talking to you and somehow they talk you out of their car, of your car. Like they say, all right, you wait here. I'm going to go put the money in the car and bring it right back to you. And they don't bring it. Oftentimes what happens is, if you're either undocumented or you're here on a work visa or you're here as a resident, you don't want to stir like the pot. You're still thinking maybe I might get deported or whatever. And so they don't report it. But this is happening a lot to our people, and it's specifically happening in the OC. So just let your family be aware that this scam is going on, because it's really fucked up. It's taking advantage of, again, of our most vulnerable, which is like the older Latinos that only speak Spanish and that don't really know the nuances of I guess just social media and just society right now. What do you guys think?
Yeah, don't pull up to no Target and give somebody your car that you just met.
It's easy to say.
No. Yes, I know. But I'm just saying.
People get fooled every day in these scams. And for all the people that know better, there's someone that's going to fall for it.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. for the most part, like, these guys are shady, but a lot of times they develop these scams. Like, they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like,
they're good at what they do.
Mm-hmm. They're sharp, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, they use it for the wrong shit. I've always said that, like, any criminal can easily be a successful business person. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
they just have to apply it in a certain direction, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's people that choose to prey, like, you know, on our most vulnerable, and it's really tragic because, you know, they're getting like the people that are struggling the most and giving them an even harder time.
Yeah.
I never understood that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, bro, you're going to take from, you know, that's like when overdraft fees charge you for being broke. You're like, damn, dog, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm, you look at my account. You want to take more? Like, you know what I'm saying?
And I think I remember when I got identity theft on my account, it was years ago. But when I was talking to like the bank to solve it, I'm like, how can I prevent this from happening? And they're like, you know what? It's actually more rare to not get scammed than to get scammed. So it's like everyone's going to go through it.
But the purpose of a bank is to keep your money safe. Yeah. So it's like, it's bullshit.
But even with that, I'm just like, you think about the times you've been scammed, not even the overdraft fees, like in anything.
Yeah.
Someone te dio tranza on buying something that it didn't cost whatever you said, what they said it was, or it's fake or shit like that. You always thought they were the nicest person.
Mm-hmm.
You always feel ashamed and guilty at yourself for falling for it.
Yeah.
And that's the fucked up part. You're not wrong. You are just a good person but good people are predictable. Is what they're going to expect you to trust them. But that's where they thrive. A manipulator thrives in that.
Yeah.
The fact that you're going to do good and you're going to make the choices to like just move along whatever transaction. And that's where they
You guys want to hear when you. I got scammed one time?
Shout out
it was just one time. Yeah. I still feel ashamed of it. Now fuck those fools.
No, I mean the trans shit, they got me too.
No, look.
Hold
up. I know it. Just let it sit. See, don't you feel so stupid?
Fuck! Oh my god.
Don't you feel stupid that you got
trans? I'm having a clip about this.
Alright, look.
Fuck.
Look, so one time, no, actually, you go first because you seem kind of.
No,
heated.
Go.
All right.
So I was coming out of school. I was going to LBCC.
Damn, the fuck, you were young.
Yeah, I was going to LBCC at the time, and I went to. I think I was at the bank, and then some guy in a shady white van pulled up, and he's like, "Hey, bro, what's up?" And I was just like, "What's up?" He was like, "He's like, yo, bro, I just got this sound system, like this home entertainment system." And he's like, they're like $2,000, but you know, our boss is gonna just let it go for like, you know, whatever you can. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a good system, da da da. And then I was like, oh nah, bro, like shit, I still live with my pops, like I don't need that shit. And he's like, no, bro, he's like, it's a great deal, look at it, you know, da da da. He's starting to show me like a book and all this stuff. It seemed kind of legit at the time or whatever. And I'm thinking like, oh, like I'm going to get a new home system, like, for my pops. He's going to be happy or something, you know? Because I couldn't use it, like, in my fucking room. So I'm all excited. And then I go, like, pull out money. I think I probably gave him, like, $200. I don't know. And then he's like, yeah, bro, like, really appreciate you. You're an awesome guy. Like, you know, they're, like, the sweetest people in the world. Yeah. And then put it in my car or whatever. He drives away. And then I take it home and, like, that shit is nothing. Like, it's like there's like sand in that bitch. No. There's like that shit did not plug into anything. Yeah, I'm so I was like, fuck, and I was like, I just felt so stupid.
It's stupid, it's your fault.
Fuck. Yeah,
bro,
that's crazy. Yeah, dude.
Mine's happened last. Was it the week? I think I talked about it with you.
When?
So real quick, just like a backstory. My dad's really sick at the moment, right? So. Been calling my sister. He fucking all types of situations going on, right? I really don't want to get to that. But they were like, hey, you gotta go to Mexico. We need somebody to go right now. And I'm like, well, fuck, how the fuck, you know, the family issue, we're going back, not issues, but you know, just the kids are going back and forth. We have a group chat, like, ooh, whatever. So I'm like, hey, you know what? Fuck it, I'll go Thursday. I'm gonna leave Wednesday night after no jumper. I'm gonna leave and I'm gonna go and fuck, I'm gonna go see my pops. My sister laying by the whip. I drive with the homies. And the homegirl, we drive to San Diego. We stay there the night. My sister was like, fuck it, we'll pay the hotel. You pay the... I'm not tripping it. I make money, you know, so I'm my pops, right? So we told my dad, you got to stay in one place because I got to give you this shit, right? So I'm fucking driving around TJ for like 4 or 5 hours, fool. I'm stressed. I slept like 2-3 hours. I'm having the worst fucking day of my life, right? I haven't slept. I'm driving. Jakarta's fucking useless. Point of Jakarta does not drive.
He's his friend.
And cries the most. He does not fucking drive. And he's always like, can I bump? Oh, let me stretch my legs. Oh, let me.
He's tall as fuck.
And he knows this. He knows this. He always hears this everything. He hears it from. Because Denner and PZ drive. We all drive except him. And he's the tallest. And he's just.
Do you know why he doesn't drive?
His excuse is, I don't have a license. Me either, motherfucker. So what?
Wait, then, what?
Oh, shit. I have a license.
That's just what you tell him. That's just what you tell him.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly, and then it makes everything better.
Licencia de Dios. That's all you need. Yeah. You feel me? My mom and Persina, before I get on the freeway, and Persino, touch the little rosary, you get it cracking. You know what I mean? So point is, but I'm with somebody that has a license, because you need to cross back, you know, that you have a license, right? So I'm driving, I'm doing all this shit. The bums in TJ are like, your car's gonna smack. And then when you have Jakarta in the back, it's gonna smack even harder, right?
Yeah, the bumps.
There's fuck, I'm in my sister's whip, I'm like, fuck, boom. Point is, my mom's still a really nice person. She's like, toma 100 dólares y le compras a tu papá algo. They're not together anymore.
Right.
To make it clear, my mom divorced. She was excited to divorce him and everything, right? She was like, you know, he's still the dad of my kids here. Add a little extra. I know you always, whenever you go, you try to do. So, right? I'm fucking going. For 4 or 5 hours, I'm fucking tired. And you know when you're like, you know when you had a long day and then you feel just, you're like musty, you're driving, you've been in the wind. It's like, far.
I feel right now.
Fuck it, so. You feel me? So we're crossing, and then I tell the poet, put the map back to, his map is sending us to the century line. But at the moment, we don't know. And if you guys don't know, you can't go through there unless you have a permit. My stupid ass was just so fucking frustrated that I didn't notice. The lady was like, no, no, pusiste por aquí, te van a cobrar. And I'm like, man, shut up. Like, in my head, I'm like, bro. So she warned me, but I'm just frustrated at this point. I haven't slept.
I'm going
through some emotional shit, right? Yeah, I'm like, fuck, I'm trying to get the fuck home. I kind of cheat her out of it. Like, I like pretend I'm going this way. She turns around and I just take it. And once we're there, I never fall for this shit because I already know the ball game. Put your windows up, but music, ignore the food channel, the trans house. The people that are selling.
Yeah.
So this guy's telling me, like, I'm gonna open, they have like the little blocks. So you could cross to this side. So I'm like, he's like, I'm gonna open it for you. And I'm kind of like hesitating. And then Jakarta's like, damn, fool, I already went through this shit once. They said if I come back again, it's gonna be $5,000. Which is true. They fine you again. If you come back with the same car, everybody in the whip gets fined $5,000.
That's crazy.
So I'm like, fuck, this fucking idiot. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm like, I'm hesitating, like, nah. And I'm like, fuck it. I give him the 100 that I was supposed to give my pops. I gave it to the guy. And we crossed and we didn't even get charged. The Border Patrol, like, it's your first time. It's just, you guys can't do it again. Here's the paper to say that we told you guys, this car is not documented. All your names are documented. You come back again, you're getting fucking fined $5,000. And I'm fucking going off on the poet, Jakarta. I'm like, I'm not. Man, you motherfuckers, this stupid ass can't fucking do shit. Woo woo. But it's because I got transed like an idiot.
Yeah.
Me transaron.
Damn.
And then right when we get off the freeway, they're like, man, we're hungry. We can't wait to eat some time. I'm like, fuck no, we're getting Carl Jr.'s and we're leaving. And they're like, all right, fool. But they know when I'm mad, I'm like, don't fuck with me. Yeah. Don't talk to me. Everything's in a fucking bug. And the only one that's joking is Jakarta, like, the point is your fault, fool. We use your phone. And then on the way back, I'm like, hey, the point, put them out to go home. We're not putting shit, fool. You're gonna screw me again. And I'm like, fool, stop fucking bitching, fool. Like, I was just having a bad day, but then I apologized to all of them after because I had a bad day.
We went with you to Mexico.
And then I got trans. And then they transferred me on just. But you know what? I have to see it in a positive way. I'm like, those are 120 that somebody needed that I didn't need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it still would have been a nice one.
Or it went to the cartel.
Or, yes.
Yeah.
Or some bolsitas.
Thanks.
DJ Hookers.
That's really nice that they went with you.
What's dope is that my friend group's always, like, when it comes to, like, serious shit, like, they always come through, like, yeah. I'll be like, hey, fuck, I gotta go to TJ and I'll propose. They'll be like, oh, yeah, on our way, fool, let's get it cracking. You know what I mean? And without notice, you know what I mean? But yeah. I always look out for them, too. Like, I'll pay for the food or, hey, for don't trip, I got you. You know what I mean? Because it's more of a mental thing that they're there for me. They're not, because they're not, like, a physical thing. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Overall, it was cool to go see a couple.
Well, you saw him, right?
Mm-hmm. I didn't find him.
Again? You didn't find
him? So that's what was frustrating. Like, fuck, you fucking need the shit I have for you.
Yeah.
And you're not fucking, because you don't fucking listen.
Wow, Duno.
So overall, it was a bad trip, and then they made a word that they threw us out of me.
Yeah.
And then I had Carl Jr., which I fucking hate. Which I didn't really want. I was eating that shit super sad, like, fuck. But just because I was being petty and wanted to prove a point, that we're eating Carl Jr. and we're going home.
We all lose.
We want to talk to some San Diego. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
All right, food. But they just knew, like, hey, this is what happened in a bad
moment. I have a question. So, now your sisters are going to see your dad? Like, you said you're, like, rotating, like, who goes down?
My older sisters can't go.
Oh, okay. So you and
I just always go because my schedule is available. My other sister works a regular job. The other two work a regular job. And the other two really can't go. They can't go.
So no one's gone?
I've been going for the last couple, the first one I went to go went with my sister.
Yeah.
I think I was, like, still in high school. Like, I just finished high school.
Oh, I meant, like, recent.
Oh, no, I've been, whenever I go to San Diego, I always try, if I have time, I'll cross the border real quick and try to see what I could do. But other than that, it's a very difficult situation, but.
Oh, yeah.
But they transferred I was so mad, but it was like, it was just 100, it was 100 bucks I didn't need.
Yeah.
It probably went, it could have gone to some Hong Kong hookers, or it could have gone to the guy wanting to go get some tortillas for his family.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to see the positive of it. He probably needed some new shoes. You know, the morro got me, fool. He got me good. It is what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got me good, too. They pretended they called on the phone.
That's how it works.
I'm like, hey, I respected the hustle. Yeah. I respected that. The fuck out of, yeah. I was like, huh, fucker.
Can't knock the hustle.
There's like a lot of cholo deportees in Mexico. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of like, and one of them fools, shout out, bro. I forgot his name, but he's from a hood in Oxnard. He's from the 805. He's from, I don't want to mistake them, but he's from a hood in Oxnard. And he's the one that lets my dad use his phone.
Nice.
And then what's dope is I left him the maleta and the food from Oxnard. My dad called and he's like, oh, sí, me dio todo el muchacho.
Oh, wow.
So shout out, bro. Because he did, you know, fools are, I get it. It's a survival
it
thing out there.
He could not,
but he gave my dad the creams. We brought that food for his hand. That's and good. Shit. So it was dope. And shout out, bro. So when I was there, I had, like, some leftover cash. I gave it to him.
Yeah.
I, like, my dad was like, yeah, I gave him some of the socks y'all gave me, some of the shit. So it was dope.
That's dope.
Overall, you feel me? We it was a little light of a successful mission.
Shout out again to Cholos with great manners.
Shout out, Cholos. See? Cholos
very respectful.
Cholos underrated.
Cholos are super underrated.
Misunderstood.
Yeah.
They're judged by their baldness or... the tattoos, but shout out the 90s cholos and the early 2000s. And some of the new ones too. Some of them are cool. But shout out.
Again.
Shout out the cholos for
being helpful. Them.
Yep.
Shout out the cholos from the Latino community. They love their grandmas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shout out to you too.
Facts.
We go to something positive.
The Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
And Vixen fucking thumbs out too.
You guys are celebrating now?
Well, fuck off, Maximo.
Okay, Packers.
Oh, come on. Jeez. Pack it up, Packers.
Pack it up, Packers.
Couldn't make it out the first round.
So you got to give it up, dog. He's done. Aaron Rodgers is done.
Aaron Rodgers going to the Broncos.
I thought you were talking about Vic's Raider Nation.
No, I'm still Raider Nation.
Are you?
Yeah.
I thought the best thing about being a Raider fan is that you're loyal.
Yeah. I'm loyal.
To the Rams.
I'm loyalish.
For I never seen you at a Raiders game, but I for sure seen you at the.
To quote Vic's tweet, "I can't be bought, but I can be rented." Wow. Are the Rams renting you right now?
I feel so because like invited. I got invited to the suite at the Rams stadium, and I was like,
freaky.
I wanted to go. You feel me? And then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go in there. Like, I'm not gonna root for the 40 Winers. You know what I'm saying? So like, I definitely like as a Raider fan, that's our rival too.
Okay.
I feel like we don't have no smoke with the Rams as a Raider fan.
So you think if the Raider fan and the Rams says each other is like, I don't fuck with you, but we respect each other.
Yeah, but low-key, like, Raider fans are like Raider supremacists. Like, it's a Raiders
Raiders, Raiders, yeah. Raiders are died type shit, yeah.
And you died.
But, yeah, okay, look. So, look, the thing behind my post was, like, I know I'm bandwagoning. Like, that's why I said I bought this windbreaker on the way over here. And I'm just saying I love L.A. Because I love when L.A. wins anything. Mm-hmm. Right? Except the Clippers. But, I was happy. I was like, shit, L.A., Super Bowl here, and the Rams are going. Like, that's fire. As L.A. native, how can you be mad at that?
I watched the game at a 40 Winers household. and when he missed that interception, that would have changed the game.
Yeah.
They were like...
That last minute is over.
And then, dude, what did the dude, shout out Eli. He was like, he's going to choke this shit. That fool doesn't know how to throw under pressure. First thing Garoppolo does, the minute he snaps the ball, is he's about to get sacked and throws a fucking
interception.
Eli, you idiot, take the sack.
That shit was so beautiful to watch.
It was so beautiful to watch.
The seventh floor in the suite.
And then I like the tweets about it. Like, damn, that's a long ass drive from Inglewood to the Bay. I'm like, God damn, that's a long drive. Leaving the parking lot is a long drive.
Yo, yeah.
I don't want to move on real quick. Because I understand your logic.
Yeah.
I understand your excuse.
Yeah. I'm gonna let down this one.
Of saying like you're rooting for LA. You can root for LA in your team colors. In your team colors.
Mm.
You took on another team's whole colors.
That's why I got the black one.
No, that's just some LA shit. The windbreaker with a big ass logo in the middle, it's some LA shit.
You could be wearing a Raider jersey.
They had the blue
or Rams colors. You didn't have to buy anything logo associated.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a new Raider fan, so I don't know if I'm getting the rules right.
She's still repping right now.
Right.
No, you know what's funny? Is as I was leaving the game, I seen a guy, a cholo. In full Raider gear, And I felt ashamed of myself.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to
I was
get
like,
to.
I should have done that. Why couldn't I have done that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, DP.
Why? Yeah, low key, yeah.
Why couldn't you have done that?
I don't know. I was like literally, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to the Rams game. I should go buy, like, a Rams, like, something.
Really?
That's what I was
thinking. Why couldn't you be the white dude from Detroit that's a big Stafford fan? And he was excited to see him win.
Yeah.
He's just a big So he's a Detroit Lions fan, but he was rocking his
Stafford, yeah.
Detroit Lions.
There's different ways to go by. Yeah. You could have wore a Crenshaw shirt with blue, the blue Crenshaw shirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, there's ways to do it.
There was ways to do it. And if I were to do it all over again, I would get like, I'll wear like the sickest, like Rich Gannon or like Jamarcus Russell jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like.
But now I like he went from Raider Rams.
No, it's still Raiders. People were in the comments like I thought it was Raiders. It's still Raiders. It's still like the Rams play the Raiders. If they were to play tomorrow, I'm going for the Raiders. You know what I'm saying? Like
it's still absolutely. A scandalous thing to do.
It is. It's really scandalous to do your own. Like that's how I know you cheat. Like you can't, if you can't even be loyal to your football team as a Raider fan, which is the most loyal, you
cheat. Babe, you have to understand. The circumstances. It was a sweet.
It fell in my lap. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then when it was the girl with the Annie.
But if it was you and her, I would choose her. I would choose you.
If it was the tequila. I probably do the tequila.
Oh, he blamed it on the alcohol. Plenty of time.
Wow, man. Okay, Vic.
But yeah, shout out Raiders. Come on. Yeah, yeah. Clap it up for the Raiders.
If we get the Peter.
You can't do this. Clap it up for the Raiders. Clap it up for the Raiders, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, I got a pep talk. From the homies, they're like, you're a Raider fan, bitch, or what? And I'm like, a little bit.
I think we got to stay by it. We decided
Raiders,
on it
Raiders.
Before they lost.
I'm okay with it. I'm not going to Raider game this year.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, we should go. We should go.
You let us know if we can go.
I don't want to walk in with you. Hey,
I don't want to walk in with you.
It's like the longest yard when fucking, when.
Rock?
I know if Adam Sandler is playing the basketball game and then the old white man like screaming and then he's like, that's him, not me. How are we going to do with Vic? They're going to like, hey, fool, come here. And then all right, well, she got the seats.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But it's amazing that, and I'm sorry we're eating. I just haven't ate shit all day.
I'm just fat. That was so good.
Those are so good.
They're really good. Like, they kill it.
Yeah, they're they actually really good.
They have a
really
fucking potato working with them.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this. There's like this clip, I don't know how true it is, but it's another podcast, and the girl is saying that eloteros, if let's say they have 40 elotes, if they only sell 20, they have to pay the other 20 back to whoever their boss is. Like, they're not working for themselves. We think like it's like a their own business, but I guess they have to pay it back to whoever their boss is. Which I don't know if that's too
There's true. A master elotero?
Yeah, that's my thing. Is like, where do what?
Or there's like an elote like cartel?
There definitely has to be some elote.
I've seen that with the fruit stands.
That what?
In the valley. They used to have just regular fruit stands, and I think someone bought out like all the carts or something. And pretty much it's like a like
supplied
he owned
it,
someone
but
owns
they had
it,
to pay they had to
and he just
money.
Gives them jobs.
I hope it's a Latino.
Same.
I don't know.
So how does that work? Like, hey, fool, you go walk down MacArthur Park today. Be trucha. Like I wonder how like what the conversation is like.
Yeah.
Well, like, hey, come get your corns.
Hey, come get your corn.
Or there someone counting all the corns.
Come re-up, yeah. I'm going to front you 300 corns. You come back, 3 bands.
What's come re-up?
Re-up.
Oh,
re-up.
Re-up.
Come re-up.
Hey, he said it real loud and clear over there. He said, come re-up.
That's what I do. At Northridge. Hey, I'm going to a Northridge party this Friday. And if they don't know you, you don't go to the phone.
I don't hang out around there.
Yeah, fuck off.
He already made the excuse there.
You just sell around there.
Hey, y'all don't cop your one? He doesn't even go here.
He doesn't even go here.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Do you guys know him from LA?
No, do you mean JP?
Yeah, they know him by a different name. And they call him whenever they need that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Why is your name even JP if your last name is like some weird Volabundo or what was your last name?
Oh, don't make fun of his last name.
No, what is it? What's your last name?
It's Volabundo.
See?
Where's
your JP? What is it for?
Pills. It's for plugs.
He's pushing P.
Pills.
He's pushing P. He's been pushing P.
What is it? We're giving out his full government.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
right, gangland over here.
Yeah, but
it's fine, Bulbasaur.
But I wonder, I mean, to be honest, I don't think that's true.
No, the fruit stand thing is true, though.
No, but the elotero thing.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, if your family is an elotero, tell us about that, too. Yeah. Because then I also have some questions for when shit happens to eloteros and shit. Mm-hmm. Where are their protections if there's a bigger boss?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, I want to know if, like, because sometimes, you know, I give them tip, I give them extra. I want to know that.
That goes to them.
That goes to them.
Yeah. You know, or if, like, you know, if there's a GoFundMe for them, is it really going to them now? Like, that raises a lot of questions, but.
Facts.
Yeah.
We need
talking
to know.
About our people, the Taco La Vera incident.
Oh, yeah. Said that.
So I'm guessing there was, like, already a truck in Whittier. I think it's in the city of Whittier. Mm-hmm. It could be city of Whittier or Whittier Boulevard.
I'm pretty sure it's in Whittier.
City of Whittier?
Yeah. I've been there before.
So I'm guessing there was like a truck and then a stand got there.
Yeah, that video was viral.
That shit was weird, bro. Like, bro.
It was just like a turf war between a taco stand and a lonchera kind of taco truck. And the guys on the taco truck went up to the taco stand and were first pouring water on all of their like grills. And then got a fire extinguisher and started spraying that on all of the food.
All of the food.
And it's so sad because you could tell one... The truck guys are more Americanized and mm-hmm. the taco stand guys are more like paisa, like our people.
Yeah.
And they were so scared and it's really fucked up. So they ended up arresting the dude that did that.
Thank God. For like vandalism and shit like that.
And that's the worst kind of person, bro.
A GoFundMe was set up for the taco stand and people were lining up. But they did an interview with the people from the taco stand and they're like, you know, we're still afraid because they said they were going to kill us. And even if not, like, we don't want to feel targeted now.
Yeah.
And I can feel their pain. Like, you almost don't even want people to know what happened to you.
Yeah.
And that especially goes back to even, like, the car shit. Of,
like I was going to say, yeah.
Like you don't even want to report it.
Cause nothing.
And that's fucked up because you definitely were done wrong.
Yeah.
So I just feel bad for them. I send so much love to... It's Tacos La Huera?
Tacos La Huera. And then, but they had, like... you know what they say, like, when it rains, you know, the sun always... What is it? The rainbow comes after? Sun comes after it rains?
Yeah.
What is it? Sun or rainbow? What comes after the rain? Rainbow. Okay, whatever the fuck. You know, you feel me? They had like a line across the fucking...
Give me a high five.
Light rainbow or sun?
Light at the end of the tunnel or something?
Light at the end of the tunnel?
Shoot some quotes. No, no. Come on. Where are the quotes? When it rains, it pours. After a dark night is a bright
that's
day.
That's what I was going to say.
When it rains, it pours, it just means it's fucking more sad.
Yeah, that's what you said.
No, I said after rain comes the sun or the rainbow.
That's the both. Both.
Yeah, both.
Okay. So I fucking said.
Can you guys please quote? You know how they have the motivational videos?
I feel like every time I talk, you guys are looking for an error, fucking assholes.
Literally not.
Fuck you guys back there too. And it wasn't even led to this. Like she was supporting.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Thank you, right?
I knew what he was saying. Can you have to explain it?
We got it. After
I wish you didn't fight your dog. I'm just kidding.
You know.
I'm just joking. He's laughing.
You're going to find your dog before he finds his dad?
He found
what?
It. He found it.
Why'd you say that?
He found it.
He found the dog.
He found the dog.
Well, then, for real.
Shout out to Snoop.
But yeah, and then I seen where there was like a big ass line around the corner for the tacos, and I thought I was dope. You know what I mean? People were very supporting, buying hella tortas, hella burritos, hella tacos.
It's so disgusting when you see those videos though of like the clearly Latino people who are hating on the other Latino people, and usually like those the Latino people that are antagonizing the other ones are usually the ones that have like grown up here.
Yeah, had a little bit more provided they have, to them. Yeah.
They have like a sense of entitlement. Like that one video, that one dude, go back to your country. Like when he's like obviously Mexican as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just so tragic. It's just like, bro, like you really forgot everything. Like, bro, your parents will be ashamed of you. Your grandparents will be ashamed of you.
Yeah.
You know, like you're again picking on vulnerable people.
Mm-hmm.
And people just trying
it's
to make
worse
a living.
When it's your own people.
Yeah, it much sucks. Worse.
You know what's crazy? That just drove up the block.
Yeah.
Guys, you could have literally been on your own spot,
that's
dog.
That's just like and, legal shit.
Yeah.
And I'm sure like sometimes too, like it might have been prime. Like it might have been outside of a fucking Superior or some shit.
Or a but Target like, on 17th
but, like,
Street.
It's still like, dude, there's going to be enough people for both of y'all to
yeah,
get
and customers. It's just like, bro, just see how you could work together or shit. If you really want to... you know, outperform it, make better tacos, make better, like, come up with a more innovative menu, bro.
And to like, be honest, I like the tacos when I could see them made a little more. Facts. Like, I like watching the fucking...
The rotisserie thing, or the thing for al pastor.
Like, yeah, and I like when the guy does some cool shit with the knife and shit like that. You know what I mean? It just always tastes better. You feel me? But shout out to people. I'm glad the people of Whittier, our fellow Latinos, want to go support out there.
Yeah.
Shout out Whittier. I've always wanted to live there. I might move there one day.
Whittier's nice.
Because it's like a dope life. And like, you feel me? Like,
shout out Whittier. Friendly Hills.
Friendly Hills is dope. Up there.
Friendly Hills is like super in the cut, $1 million homes, but it's still in Whittier.
Boulevard. Yeah, it's in Whittier.
It's so there's like Whittier Boulevard, and this is it's like South Whittier right here. It's like near Santa Fe Springs, but you go past it, you go up, you're like in Uptown Whittier, and then you go a little further, and you're in Friendly Hills, and that's like it's almost like Orange County though. It's like it's super nice, almost like Hacienda Heights. Like it gets into like the hilly area. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Shout out my East LA people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love East LA.
But also like how many I just want to go back to the taco trucks and stuff. Because I think the thing like we've literally been in places where there's 1,000 taco trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They all get business.
Avenue 26
is based off of that. Like there's just no reason. It just really boggles my mind. I'm trying to understand the guy. It has to be ego. And probably just some, like, fuck shit going on with him.
Yeah.
His tacos on smack.
But I did get a DM from someone that says, I want you guys to talk about this, about piñatas. They say that after the second generation of Latinos or Mexicans or whoever uses piñatas, that it dies out of, like, party culture. So, for example, our kids are going to have piñatas.
Mm-hmm.
Will your your grandkids have piñatas? Like, supposedly your son's generation and my son's generation won't care for giving piñatas like how we care for it. We do it because we got it when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, our children kind of grow out of that. And I've tripped out on that. Well, I don't really know anyone that's, like, third generation or second or third generation like that.
I do. Some of the homegirls that their parents were raised here, Chicanos, and they have their kids now, like, even though they had them teenage, their kids had piñatas.
Yeah, so then that, they asked that question. I guess they made the note of...
Didn't the Kardashians just have a piñata at their shit?
I don't know.
Yeah, so would you be sad?
Yeah, there's a photo.
In your Rams jersey?
Oh, yeah, with the Kanye.
Yeah, with the Kanye. Oh, Kanye was like... Yeah.
Would you be sad if, like...
They're also from the 818, remember that?
Yeah.
Hey. But would you be sad if you were chilling? And, like, let's say Jorjito has his kid now, and, like, he's like, no, it's okay, Mom, I'll plan the party. You just come or cook or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you come and there's no piñata, would you be like, Jorjito, what the fuck?
Especially.
You didn't get Jorjito Junior?
Junior?
Jorjito the third.
The fifth. Jorjito is the fourth.
Jorjito's the fourth?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get Jorjito the fifth, the fucking piñata?
Yeah.
You'd be like, I didn't know, Mom. I'm like, junior, fucking junior. Me, you didn't know. When do you stop giving piñatas? Like, 10, 11 years old or 12? 12, 13?
Damn. I wish I still got piñatas. Fuck.
When did you start doing piñatas with like mini little plastic liquor bottles?
I gotta get a piñata for my
kid. Yeah, I get piñatas now, but the homies just do a bunch of grimy shit at that motherfucker. Okay. Morgan have blood.
So we don't agree with that. That comment tripped me out because I don't know anyone from that second generation.
Great question.
Great question, though.
I mean, I kind of always worry about, you know, how the culture is going to like continue. You know, because like, to be very honest, like my Spanish is okay. But, like, my son understands it, but, like, how great is it going to be? I want to make sure to, like, get him in Spanish classes, but he's not growing up around the house listening to, like, me speak Spanish and stuff like that. So it's, like, it's tough. Like, my parents were both born in Mexico, but they grew up here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they're talking to me in English because they grew up here. Right. My grandparents still speak Spanish to this day. But it's, like, even, like, my grandpa, every time I see him, he's, like, habla español, niño? And I'm like, yeah, a little bit. And then he's like, like, he gives me this, like, he's like, nadie va a saber que son mexicanos. Like, he just starts, like, literally thinking ahead like that.
Especially with your complexion. Like, literally, you could be mexican. You literally could be any.
And then little Vic looks extra white. Because he's, like, mixed with salt. And then, like I said, Salvi's only have two colors. Either you're dark or white. Or if you're a Leti, you're mixed, and you're very beautiful like this. And some of the homies, they're very beautiful. They're mixed Guatemalan. But Johnny, and Lil Vic looks hella white. Like, Lil Vic looks like a really white kid.
It's like Victor.
Yeah.
And then he has like the little cut, you feel me?
Yeah.
But I think, so my mom does the same thing with my, like,
nephew?
She goes like, bro, she tells my nephew like, Hablame en español. Like, yep. Talk to me in Spanish.
And it's important.
Like, grandma, I try. And then my sister be like, you know, fucking learn how to name
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change the settings on Fortnite to Spanish.
You should. Like, hey, if you want to play, yeah, you got to really play Spanish.
Yeah,
if you really want to play, yeah. That's a good motivator, by the way.
Yeah. Yo, no, you got to be careful. I read somewhere that the cartel was actually recruiting people.
Through Fortnite?
On no, like, through GTA.
GTA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, through GTA. I don't let them play that.
It's not. Yeah. It's... That's not
like
funny.
Talking to
it's not funny.
No,
you were gonna say something.
But it's funny. No,
because GTA, bro, the memes they make out of GTA is funny. Like fools be like, "Hey, get off the car, dog. Let's get down," and they just start shooting each other. Yeah. But GTA is a great game.
No,
for
but imagine
teenagers.
You're bro. Playing GTA and someone's like, "Hey, you want to do this for real?"
Yeah, right. They're like, "Hey, you're pretty good. You're pretty good back there, bro. Let's meet up. Yeah. Got some things to talk to you about." Mm-hmm.
That shit's really happening.
Your chicken fingers.
It's really happening.
Go to the range. Yeah. They drive on the game to the range. Oh, fuck.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. What was your favorite video game growing up?
Frogger.
Tetris.
Tetris.
You tell me. Keep going.
My FIFA. To this day,
Tetris was fucking
Smash
fun,
Bros.
Bro.
And Tetris was one of my favorite games.
I literally, now that I think about it, like, I literally used to sit there and just play Tetris, and that shit was entertaining. I was like, hell yeah. Like, boom,
I used to
boom,
play
boom.
Tetris so much, I would dream about Tetris. Like, whoa, playing, fuck. And it would actually, a new one would come out.
Wow.
And another one would come out. And that much.
That shit comes in handy in the future.
It was on my
like,
support.
Whenever you're like, you have a lot of shit in your trunk, you just...
Figure it out. Doop,
doop, doop. Hey, real quick. Why do you guys think Latinas, older women, really loved Candy Crush?
I don't know. That was a thing, huh?
I think
that was a fucking. My mom was. Yeah. My mom got her first Candy Crush. I'm in fucking level 200. What the fuck? How?
It was on Facebook too.
Oh,
El Face.
El Face.
El Face.
And they probably learned Candy Crush before, like the social media shit. Like they got to learn Instagram. They got to learn Twitter. If that, not even Twitter. But,
it made the phone
color,
fun.
Shapes.
Yeah.
I'm glad my mom don't have Twitter. Cause she'll follow me, boy. He'll be over. He'll question me about everything. My mom be watching the broadback and be like, "Por qué dices eso?" I'll be like, "Ah, fuck." She barely understands it.
Like us?
She loves. My mom like supports while she like. So I walk in and she'd be like, "Mira, estoy viendo tu cosa," but she's also texting with her sisters and like on FaceTime. But it's cool. She asks me about certain shit, like, or sometimes she'll ask me a question that she didn't like. She'll probably ask me like, "Oh, qué pasó con esto?" and shit like that. I'll be like, "Oh, okay, this is..." But she's like, "I'm glad you talk about your life on it."
Yeah.
Bro, she was not having it with the La Maciza. I was honored. She was like, "Me quería llamar La Maciza?" But yeah.
Yeah, low-key, me and my mom communicate through this, I feel like. Sometimes I don't call her, but she knows I'm doing good or I'm doing bad or something. Like,
I'm Carmen.
Yeah.
My family doesn't watch.
Does Jorge watch?
No, Jorge will watch. Jorge will listen.
Oh, okay.
He's a big audiobook person, so he'll listen.
Ah, okay, that's tight.
This fool's a
and Jorge. He genuinely fucks with us.
Like, yeah. Jorge, you gotta understand that Jorge's a rare breed. Jorge does shit that are not like average guy, like audiobooks. Like, you know what I mean?
Smart guy.
Yeah, he does a lot. It's insane. Yeah. We skipped over this for Super Bowl, but I want to talk about it. We're still in Don't You Know I'm Local, by the way. So someone DM'd me and was like, "Letty, I'm trying to get my stepdad to Super Bowl." And I'm like, and then sent me a photo of a GoFundMe. They're setting up GoFundMes for people to go to the Super Bowl. And I felt so, like, I was reading it. And so it's one that I saw, so I have to shout it out. If you want to, you don't have to. But his name is like, it was like, "Get Donald to the Super Bowl" or something. Big Rams fan, actual Rams fan. Like, it's documented. Like, he didn't just buy something.
on the way there.
He had colon cancer, and even through colon cancer, like, was always doing his best to watch the game. Like, and his Rams got him, especially with the season they had, got him through a lot.
Wow.
And so they're, like, putting their money together to send him to the Super Bowl. And I just thought that was fucking amazing.
Super Bowl, you pieces of shit. Why the tickets so much?
So to sit
we
on
want
the
Donald to be at the game.
Yeah, I would love for him to get.
So
to the
a meme came out with like a screenshot of all the prices, for the game, that like of the seats that are available, and it's $6,000 to sit on the roof, like $6,000, bro, to sit on the roof. Like
if you get drunk and go too forward, you might fall.
Yeah, like that shit is ridiculous, and it prices out like actual hardcore fans that, you know, genuinely have been waiting years for this. And the thing about the Super Bowl, it gets so like the crowd is always so stiff. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that's not the case this year. I hope a lot of, like, you know, actual Rams fans, you know, some real trappers or some whoever can afford it, actually get inside the stadium. Because if not, it's just going to be, like, so, like, mundane. Like, whoop-de-doo, Rams won, you know? Meanwhile, like, the streets of downtown LA and Inglewood are going to be, like, in disarray with real Rams fans, you know? So,
yeah.
And I hope when they win the Super Bowl, we get to make up the parade for the Dodgers and the Lakers.
Yeah. We going to. How cool would that be?
How fucking cool. Let's just do all three.
Fuck it.
Even the, we don't talk about COVID here. But yeah, that shit would be insane.
Yeah.
Remember the fool that was in a bubble for the Lakers parade?
Yeah.
Or when the Lakers won, it was an actual fool in a bubble. And I'm like, he must be suffocating. You didn't see that? On the news, even though you weren't supposed to go out for the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, I was out in downtown. I'm sure you were out there too.
This fool with a big ass bubble.
He was going like this.
Yeah. Oh, I think I seen him.
Can we pull that up so they see?
Wait, no, I think I seen him. Yeah. It was at LA Live. I was there.
Definitely at LA Live.
Yeah, I probably seen him. Around. I was drunk though, because you know. But yeah,
that guy.
Yeah,
I was out there,
and I'm
yeah.
like, dude, he inside must be fucking crazy. See, this is the sweat like a sauna. Pobrecito.
That is crazy.
That was the closest thing we got to a parade.
Damn, the sad thing about football this year, Tom Brady has retired.
Brady, why'd you say
Brady?
That ass. Are you sad?
I am.
Why?
It's a great man. I got to witness some of Kobe, I really got to win. You know what I mean? Like, I seen him do a lot of fucking legendary shit.
He played in the league longer than your
dog.
Like, he played for 22 years. You're 21, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he has 7 rings. He's literally the greatest of all time in the NFL history. Yeah. At his, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's the greatest of all time.
Undisputed, for sure.
Undisputed.
Even more than Aaron Rodgers.
Way
I'm
more.
I'm just asking. I'm asking.
Yeah, way more. He's.
I'm not going to say more,
the rings. The rings speak for themselves.
Even more than Favre.
I respect yes. Maximo. Yes. So I'm not gonna say nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
Man. Even more than, and then fuck, even more than my fellow Eli Manning.
Eli Manning was dope.
Eli Manning was great.
So then why are people like Favre?
Favre was sick. He won a Super Bowl.
Favre was sick.
Favre was cool, but he was a hater towards Tom Brady, right? Was it Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Fucking dweeb. But yeah, man, Tom Brady, we wish you well in your retirement, brother.
We do?
Yeah, yes. he's a Californian. Yeah. He's Californian.
He's Californian. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's a Californian. I fuck with bro. I used to hate him. I used to hate him when he beat the Raiders immediately, like his first 2 seasons. And this is when like the Raiders were really good.
Yeah. I mean, they might have cheated too, but.
They did.
Yeah,
yeah, so. They did.
Who's on his team?
The Packers.
That's why he's been fucking whooping their ass for years.
Jorge doesn't like Brady because of like he was scamming with his son. You guys didn't see that video?
When he kissed his son?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of out of pocket. Oh,
yeah.
He kissed
the coach like that, too.
What?
It was too long of a peck.
Yeah, it was, I guess he was on having a massage.
Yeah, I see.
And then
he had
the son come give him a kiss, and then the son walks away, and he's like, no, just that? You got to give me more of a kiss. And like it was literally like...
What's worse, when white people do that or when they kiss their dogs? What?
A fucking child.
Okay, I'm just asking, because that's kind of gross. When they kiss their dogs.
White people don't just kiss dogs. I'm sure that old man right there, Ron, kisses his dogs too.
I do.
With tongue? With tongue? That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's no, you were not referring. Saying that.
No, I was, no, yeah, people, yeah, whatever. No, I'm talking about like tongue bestiality? Kiss their dogs.
Bestiality?
No, not that
that's
far.
Basically what it is.
Yeah.
No, some people are like, oh, come here, and they start like little make out, and I'm like, hey.
That I live in apartments because I rarely had dogs. Right. But man, Tom Brady, hope you have a good career after. Be great, do you?
The GOAT.
Stop kissing your son like that. I forgot about that. It was a little out of pocket. But
I like that better than not addressing it.
I guess white people show love.
My people shit. Shit. Some shit is just white people shit.
Yeah.
No jumper, we tell him that all the time. That's some white people shit. He'd be like, true. He embraces this shit.
Adam.
That's so
should
funny.
We do the No Me Digas?
Yeah, let's do No Me Digas. No Me Digas is our new segment.
No Me Digas is our new segment where it's kind of like we're on Cheese Me vibes. It's not going to be nothing serious. What, Ron, you don't fucking like it or what?
No, I love it.
Okay. Now you do this fucking face. Like, oh, yeah, we can't brand this, you know.
It's where we can be. I love it. It's where we can be comadres.
Comadres. So in this segment, you could put like a... like,
disclaimer?
No. On this segment, you could just put like an old white lady with like the little, you know, you could put.
Is it possible to put like the old little white lady curly hair on them?
Like rollers?
Like
rollers?
Yeah, but yeah. No, but yeah.
Just for like right now, like, okay. There.
So no me digas, you could put like a cool Latino song, but Rihanna is pregnant by ASAP Rocky.
Oh, shit.
How do you think Drake feels?
Bye.
Well,
Rihanna is pregnant by ASAP Rocky. Congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, ASAP did that. ASAP did that.
Locked in the back forever.
Facts.
But have you ever seen a girl move on and have babies with someone else and you're like, fuck.
It should have been me.
I know it's happened.
I've had the opposite. I'm glad it wasn't me.
Same.
Same. Thank the Lord. My nut didn't work. Shout out to me. Black Parenthood. Shout out to Black Parenthood. That's okay. Black Parenthood is where people pick up their family.
So, yeah, the
no, chill. This is comadre shit right here.
The chisme is, of course, Drake is the ex. Love Rihanna. Did a whole thing on VMAs about that's the love of his life. It got a little awkward because she was like... Why are you doing that? Then she gets with ASAP Rocky, has babies with them. There's this new song, him with Gunna, Drake with Gunna, is called P Power,
mm-hmm.
Pussy Power,
mm-hmm.
or Power of the Pussy, one of those. And Drake has a line. I want to read it to you guys.
That is the one that put me on this.
Drake has a line, and when I heard it, I'm like, he's talking about ASAP Rocky, and they dropped this like a couple weeks ago. But you know how I get with lyrics.
Yeah, facts.
And I heard that, and it's like, the one thing I know about Drake and lyricists in general, because he is that, is every word is intentional. There's a reason why he put this word in here. So his bar is, how do you even be rocking with Buddy? There's a reason why he put rocking in here. The pictures I've seen, I'm like, damn, he got lucky. When we first all found out about even ASAP and Rihanna, is through pictures. They never made it official without mm-hmm. pictures first. And then he's like, and then in the song, he kind of whispers, take it from him and I'll leave him with nothing. Like, he's plotting. Like, man, if I wanted to, I'd go get that and fucking end your whole life type of thing. It definitely reminds me of, like, he's talking about Rihanna when I first heard it. He's talking about Rihanna and Rocky because there's even, like, a Vanity Fair article that when they first started dating, they went out to this place, Delilah's.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake loves Delilah's.
Yeah, but yeah,
Drake shit.
Fuck, if I did a drink out there called... After him, that's where Champagne Poppy's at.
So I guess they went and he was pissed. And so much so that they made a whole fucking Vanity Fair article about it before they even announced they were dating. And they announced they were dating through fucking pictures. And so you could even see, because they were homies. They're on fucking problems.
Yeah.
He came out, I don't know if, I think it's Drake came out at Drake Rocky shit.
Helped, or, to an extent, helped put Rocky
a
on.
A lot of,
because
well,
he took him on the Club
people,
Paradise
a lot of
tour.
Signing and all of that. Yeah.
That was super early.
Little homie sharked him.
That's what I was literally thinking.
That's what's gonna be the thing that hurts him the most.
Imagine
my little homie fucked the love of my life, got her pregnant, they're in love, yeah. And they took great pictures.
And she's
under a train in New York. We were at
Harlem.
Oh my,
and
Harlem.
And she's a billionaire.
And it was mad fucking brick out there.
Brick.
Wow, comadre chisme for sure.
Yeah, I know he's feeling.
Something. I wonder how the conversation is. Like,
you really? I know you guys are guys. I know you guys are like, yes, fucking dodge the bullet. She's not having my baby. But there's a girl in your life that you have the softest spot for that I know it would hurt to see her have a baby with
for
someone
sure.
Else. That's
oh, if it, like, if it like happened tomorrow or something, I'll be like,
yeah.
How could you? You should have waited a few mm-hmm. more weeks or months.
I'm gonna send it that screenshot.
I don't know, but yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, no, but actually, it did happen to me like recently. But
Talk about
I was happy for her.
Tell me more.
She got pregnant.
She had twins. No, she had twins. She had twins.
Not one, two.
She had twins, and I literally, like, I ran into it, like, I ran into, like, her her baby daddy's, like, Instagram, like, randomly. Hmm. And then I was like, what randomly. The fuck? No, I swear. No, literally. No. No, dead ass. The guy that I can't even tell you how I found it.
My life.
No, I dead ass. Cause I can didn't tell even...
you search and then type in.
No, I didn't know she was in a relationship. I didn't know anything about her. It was literally like, I guess he's like.
Anywhere ads? Shout out to Abrams.
Not dead ass.
Come on, just give it to us. Just keep talking. You didn't know.
No, I didn't. I swear to God.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's add that other one. Yep, that's for God.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay,
there
look, go. I swear to God. So I had no idea. So I guess that dude is one of my homies' homie, right? Mm. It's always a small world in LA, right?
Yeah.
So.
Especially
in Downey. It's not even Downey shit. I just ran into to Bro's page and I was like, what the fuck? And then it said like, you know, it had a picture of her and then holding two like new baby boys and was like, oh,
was it
like
Abby and Nick Cannon or
no. Oh, okay. No, it was like, oh, the loves of my life, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like Bro kinda like looked like a way like less attractive version of me. And I was just like, what? The fuck, you know what I'm saying? And then
talk your shit.
And then
talk your shit.
Yeah, bro, I had no followers or nothing. But
talk your shit, G.
But I was
sounding
like,
real Drake right now.
No. But I was just tripped out, and I was just like, damn, that's crazy, because I had no idea she was pregnant. No idea she gave birth. Nothing. I don't have like contact with her like that. But I was honestly like genuinely happy for her. Because it was just like, you know, we had been dating like a very long time and stuff like that. And, you know, like I have my kid and stuff like that. And I knew she always wanted kids and stuff like that. But I wasn't like ready to have kids or nothing like that.
If she invited you to the twins' first birthday party, are you going?
If my girl says I could go.
Oh.
Just playing. Just kidding.
Yo, he got uninvited by his statements.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, I probably did, yeah.
His girl.
Do you have a 2022 boo?
Why
do we do the whole GQ cover then? Fuck.
No, I'm like saying like if like
GQ cover.
whenever the birthday is, like if I'm dating a girl and like if she's cool with it, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't.
You said it like my girl.
If my girl lets me, is what you said. And that also tells me Mandilón. So is Mandilón.
Mandy.
Yo, is this French vanilla?
Mm. Shout out to Vic.
You made this?
The machine.
Because
lady.
Guess
so
what?
Fire.
His New Year's resolution was to fall in love.
Wow. Even if it's across state lines. You like that one? You like that one? She don't gotta be from the city. But I love my little bitty.
Oh, okay.
This sounds like a good Valentine's song.
She from TX. I'm gonna say Houston or Dallas. Mm-hmm. She's from over there. She wears boots.
No me digas.
Shout out
to
you. Man.
Shout out,
Vic. Clap it up for
Vic.
He's in love.
Wow.
He's got a girl.
If it got serious.
You get serious.
I think it's serious. I know you, like, super duper serious. She absolutely has to move to LA because you can't move over there, right?
I would never move out of LA, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is her time to shine. She either packs her bag and catches the flight, or that's it, huh?
I mean, not like right now. But yeah, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if things were serious, like,
hey,
you know what I'm saying?
You gotta come move to Melrose.
Wow.
I mean, we could live separately, but it's close by, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Barrito, wow.
The GQ cover worked really quick.
Yeah, that shit worked quick.
Instant.
Shut up.
I think it's when you said he gets freaky with the dicky. I think that's did it.
Howdy.
Yeah. Howdy, partner.
That is
crazy. I think we went through everything, y'all.
That's funny.
This was a great episode.
It was. Yeah. Welcome back. Thank missed you everybody. For coming to our channel.
We missed you guys. Stop. Don't DM Vic no more.
Don't hit on Vic. Hit on Duno? Can we?
Yeah, hit on Duno.
No.
No, you're taking two? Another?
No. My new resolution is to kick it with Drake.
No, but
not find love.
But do you have
a situation?
A princesa?
I think so, dog.
Oh,
all right.
No. Well, I feel like I'm on louder.
Because you know what I mean? Like, It's dope. It's fun. Great conversations.
Right.
You know, you feel me? She got approved by the fucking por la banda. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His homies.
La banda approved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's very like close knit. Like my sister knows her older cousin, and they've kicked it before.
Oh, okay.
And we met through like we didn't meet like I said, man. We met like out of like a family kickback. Like it was cool. Okay. You know what I mean?
There we go.
Couple jungle juice. You feel me? We get tacos. You feel me?
Couple jungle juices.
Maybe, guys.
You feel me? Like we had our first argument the other day. It was cool. You know what I mean?
Those bring you closer.
Yeah, for sure. Bond building moment. You feel me? I'm trying to be on. Fuck Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. I'm trying to be on my Jorge and Letty wow. shit, you know?
Yeah. You know,
a nice home in the middle of butt fuck nowhere.
It's not. I just said that because.
Where Letty not is perfect.
Yeah, yeah actually,
you
yeah.
It's
it seems like it's far, but it's actually really close.
Really close.
Yeah. So, you feel me? I'm trying to be on some cool shit, you know what I mean? Because this year, I really want to focus on these amazing things that we're doing here. The No Jumper shit, shout out DNT Real, and on my own shit. I've been like hustling. I'm back on my skit shit.
Facts.
And I don't got time to be a skonka, you know what I mean? Like,
I love that. You feel me? You need the stability. That's
I need the
stability. What you guys are going to find, and what I definitely like it encourage anyone is when you find the right person, you'd be surprised at how much more you can get done when you have stability in your relationship stuff. Like, It's not even about like providing or not. It's literally like this stuff is set. Like we good. Like we can go take on the world type of deal.
Yeah,
and it's really dope.
Goals
it
for
comes
sure.
with its own problems. Don't not gonna lie, but it's better to have that stability and to be building for some shit than never building with either anyone or on your own or building little things with different people that you never get serious with and then you're
fucked. Yeah.
When you guys Well, when you got with Jorge, was it like, damn, we kind of had the same career? Is it like weird?
No,
or?
It was really good. It was cool. It was just kind of like, how can I elevate you? How can you elevate me?
Yeah, mine's different. She has like a...
Not bad intentions. Like, I wasn't out to get him. He wasn't out to get
him. Yeah, man.
Like, everything is just like for the better.
Yeah, when I met her, she was like, I don't know who you are. But I've heard about you. Like, she's like, but I've seen a video or two, but... What else are you doing? I was like, I gotta tell her about my career. And then it was like,
that's dope.
And she's like, oh, that's cool. And then now I send her like my videos before I post them. She's like, maybe you could have said this, you know what I mean? So it's a totally different career.
That's dope.
But we were raised a lot, like very similar.
Yeah, as long as you have like which that was dope. Down somewhere.
And she's from downtown LA, you feel me?
Okay,
I would have never found a downtown LA baby. But I found one.
She was hiding this whole time.
She was in the fucking cub. I went to a party I didn't even want to go to, and a gem came out of it. You feel me?
Hey.
I like it. From downtown LA to downtown Texas, downtown Houston.
Oh my God, you're gonna turn into a Cowboys fan.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Oh my God.
He's gonna go to a game out there.
Never.
And we're gonna see you with that same
never.
Fucking
never.
With the star in the middle.
I would never.
Yeah. He's just saying Troy Aikman, man. He's a legend.
He's a legend. Shout out Tony Romo. Fuck off.
Hell no.
Thank you for tuning in to season 2, episode 1.
And let's manifest the $1 million deal this year.
More than one.
20. I'm
we
not
need
for
a good 20 M's.
Yeah. I'm not afraid
so
of
we
20
can spread
piece.
It evenly. You know Facts. What I'm saying? Like, you know?
I can move your neighbor. I could be your neighbor. Would you want me?
I could be the neighbor on the other side. We could kick out
you're
the races.
You're gonna move to Whittier.
You don't want me as your neighbor.
You
want
to move to Whittier.
But I'm not gonna move next to you.
I'm down for that too.
Yeah.
But no. Jorge.
Let me get the sugar.
Jorge's very. He's gonna buy a fucking 40 acres. Knowing Jorge.
He'd be like, Duno, don't fucking live here. Yeah. I need to sleep. Hey, Jorge, what
we
are you
can
doing?
Hear you from next door, Duno.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We hope you like our new segments.
Subscribe, like, comment.
All of that. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Bye.
Ground back.